Welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program here on Lotus Radio, playing on all of our radio stations. I have a wonderful round of guests for my first interview. Tara Winkleman and Sarah Gleach from the Nevada Diabetes Association, specifically talking about a wonderful event that you guys have kind of brought back from, not back from the dead necessarily, but you've revitalized it. It's the Lights of Kindness, which is going on through December 16th. How are you both?
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Sarah, let's go to you first. How did this come about?
Yeah, kind of rekindled the romance.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
So Lights of Kindness actually was started by a local organization here in town called Think Kindness.
Okay.
And we have a great relationship with them. And what it is nonprofits get trees decorated in their honor. Corporations come out locally and they say, we want to help these nonprofits out. And all it is a decorating competition. You get to vote, but it brings the community together with all these great entities that do so much good.
Beautiful.
For our area.
Yeah. So it's going to be at the Legend Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I mean, you said you're in full swing.
We have
a mess of trees, a mess of companies, a mess of nonprofits.
Yes.
What are we looking at so far?
We're looking at almost 20 nonprofits that are out there right now and 20 amazing local corporations that want to give directly to them. And these are fun trees. So it could be anywhere from, we have the veterans coming out with red, white, and blue lights. We have dreidels that are going to be on another tree. So a big
combination of holidays.
Yeah,
that's
we're
really
going to
cool.
have like dog toys on one of them. So every local nonprofit that you can think that does so much good, we're going to try to represent them.
Beautiful. And how can people give to these? This is a very interesting way of doing
it.
Yeah.
You come out to Legends.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to vote, you come in, you co see our forest, that is free. So bring the kids out if you want something to do over on the weekends. But you could pay $1 for a vote. And you can vote on any tree that you like. You can have the kids vote for more than one. Or if you're just like, I love that nonprofit. I saw that tree. I just didn't have any money on me. You can go online. We have convenient links where you can vote for the trees as well.
All right. Very cool. And that's what's the website?
The website is NevadaDiabetesAssociation.org.
Okay.
So diabetesnv.org and then /lightsofkindness.
All right. There we go. Tara, and then
yes.
How's it going on your end? What have you been working on as far as this goes?
We have been busy. Busy, busy, busy.
Like that? It sounds as though.
Yeah. Yes. So just getting everything coordinated, mapping out the lot, placing where the trees are going to go. Those are actually being picked up as we speak.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep. They're fresh trees that just got off the truck yesterday.
Okay.
So absolutely, they're going to be going up and getting decorated and looking pretty.
That's awesome. Where do we find these trees, by the way? We just go to a lot and pick out a bunch?
So you go over to Legends in that great lot that's in between the movie theater and Grimaldi's Pizza.
Right.
That is us.
Okay.
So when you go out for the Star Wars opening that's coming up here in a couple of like, come over because you know lines are going to be crazy. Grab some hot chocolate. Go look at some trees before you go in. It'll be great. And like I said, we could go down the list of the community entities and nonprofits that are going to be, you know.
I mean, you're talking about dog toys, so maybe, what do you think?
Yeah,
like Humane Society or something?
Yeah, we have things like Canine Partners that are involved, Community Health Alliance, Notable Music Therapies, of course, us from the Nevada Diabetes Association, Renowned Children's Health. We have so many different people.
Sounds like everybody I've had on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe some I haven't.
Community Health Alliance.
Eddie House. So.
Oh, Eddie House is a wonderful organization.
All of our friends. You know, like I said, Think Kindness is involved again. So trying to get that all out there.
This is fantastic. So actually, Think Kindness came up with this. How long has it been kind of dormant until you decided to bring it back?
About 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was funny because I went down there and I was over like going to Shields.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to be in a tree decorating competition, you know?
That sounds
and
fun.
Before I had any idea what it was, you know, I saw that they were doing this. And so when it went dormant for a little bit, I was like, hey, hey, buddy, is this something we can bring back? Because it's just so much fun. And I loved it just from an outside perspective.
And it's really nice not to make it so competition-based. I mean, it is a competition, but like it's a whole forest of nonprofits.
It's bringing everybody together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Community.
That's a really
every dollar
thing.
That you buy a vote for and you put in that tree goes directly to that organization. So it's the organizations that make the most impact here in the community. So if you really want to give back this holiday season but don't know how, it's a fun way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so diverse, too. It's really cool. It's just every corner. And talking about arts, talking about healthcare, talking about animal care, just a variety of
there's
things.
Something for everybody. And we have a big check presentation by the Legends. They're going to present one of the winning tree with an additional $500. So they're really getting out there and helping us.
Oh, that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about it, I have to say, just the past month, it must be, just trying to get companies to sign on. And there's always still spots, right? There's still trees to be bought and decorated.
You know, there's always more trees that we can put out there. But we have some great companies like Reno Vulcanizing that are going to be joining us, All Rise Financial, of course, the Legends at Sparks. We have Feast, which is our neighbors down at the Nevada Diabetes Association.
Okay.
So a lot of great people that have bought trees that are coming out to help us. Colo is also going to be there. Renowned
Fantastic.
Is going to be there. So some great people.
That's great. Yeah. And actually, I mean, we have a little bit more time in this interview, so I kind of want to even stress what you have going on with the Nevada Diabetes
yeah.
Association specifically. What do you guys,
well,
what's
Tara
happening?
Well, Tara is our director of programs, and
okay.
we actually do over 60 days a year of programming.
Okay.
And so if you want to go over what we do.
Yeah,
Tara,
we
go
do
for
camps for kids with diabetes. You know, we have a few main popular ones. I'm sure you've heard of Family Camp, Teen Camp. Camp Buck is our main big one that we do with the most people.
Yeah.
We do support groups. We do one-on-one adult educations. We do, of course, advocacy, you know, anything related to diabetes.
Our big one that Tara runs is actually our emergency medical program.
Okay.
So what that entails is that we understand that diabetes is an epidemic.
Yeah.
20% of the population of the state of Nevada is pre-diabetic, doesn't even know it. Every 17 seconds, somebody's getting diagnosed with one of the types. But you're looking at about $2,000 per month for a type 1 diabetic just to have their medications that they need
oh
out
gosh.
Of pocket.
Yeah.
So we have a program over at the Nevada Diabetes Association where we can help you with insulin for that month or those test strips or those oral medications that you need
right.
that are diabetes related. Tara runs that just to get people either out of that donut hole and just out of the hospitals.
Yeah.
So one of our big programs that we have there, and we're helping over 13,000 people a year.
Mm-hmm. My
Absolutely.
God, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you give me a call. I kind of, you know, go through the questions, send you over to, we work with Save Mart Pharmacy,
okay.
who also has donated the trees for this
oh,
event.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so,
big
you know,
shout out
we
to
give
them.
To them, they give to us. And it's just, you know, a way that, again, community comes together.
Beautiful.
So.
Do you have one of your, I assume you'd have one of your own trees, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured
yes.
you would. You'd
we
have
actually
to
have a great, we have a big tree actually
oh.
from Reno Vulcanizing this year.
Okay.
We have such a great relationship with them. They host our golf tournaments and we have people that are sitting on our board. So big, lots of love to Reno Vulcanizing.
That's
on that
great.
One.
So yeah, okay. So going back to Lights of Kindness going on now through December 16th,
mm-hmm.
go out there. If you're, as long as you're doing your shopping, might as well give a little bit
yeah,
of money
come
to
out
a wonderful
in the
nonprofit.
Evening.
Yeah, we're
going
to be there 4 to about 8:30.
Okay.
9 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, very cool. So it's mostly afternoon evening.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
Well, you
want to
see the lights.
Yeah. Well, exactly. What am I thinking? Don't go
yeah.
during the daytime. You want to see it in all its
I mean, if
splendor.
You were there,
and,
you know.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. Where can they go again online if they want to give directly, if they can't make it
yeah.
out there physically?
It is www.diabetesnv.org/lightsofkindness.
All right. Sarah Gleach and Tara Winkleman from the Nevada Diabetes Association. Anything else you want to add or we want to just wrap it up?
Hey, we can because of you guys. Thanks for coming
yeah,
out and
absolutely.
Supporting your community.
You're very welcome.